Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Joseph Leahy. A bill allowing health care providers and institutions in Iowa to decline to participate in services that violate their conscience is on the way to the governor's desk. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sestarek reports.
The bill defines conscience as ethical, moral, or religious beliefs or principles held by a healthcare provider or institution. Providers would have to tell their employer about the nature of their conscience-based objection. Republican Representative Bill Gustaf of Des Moines says this will help bring doctors to Iowa.
The freedom to live and work is consistent with one's conscience is a powerful, even a primary motivator for many who enter the medical practice fields, among other fields. And this is an important right for the future of our medical professionals and recruiting them to practice in Iowa.
Democratic Representative Austin Baith says medical providers already have protections for practicing in line with their religious beliefs, and the bill legalizes discrimination in health care. The bill passed with a party line vote of 63-27 and now goes to Governor Kim Reynolds for her signature. I'm Katerina Sestarek, IPR News.
Some Linn County residents say they're deeply opposed to Alliant Energy's plans for a new gas-fired power plant. In a public meeting last night held by the Iowa Utilities Commission, neighbors asked about what impacts the new plant could have on utility rates. President of Alliant's Iowa Energy Company, May Farlinger, says affordability is top of mind, though the utility has only committed to not raising base rates until 2030 when it aims to have the plant online.
What I'll tell you is that customer affordability is a key part of our strategy. We understand how important it is for us to keep base rates stable and consistent for our customers. And so that's what we work on every single day.
The facility would help support new data center growth in southwest Cedar Rapids, but Alliant officials say that's not the only reason the utility would build it. Alliant must wait 30 days before filing a petition for a certificate from the Iowa Utilities Commission. About two dozen protesters gathered Monday outside the Davenport office of Republican Congresswoman Marionette Miller-Meeks. WVIK's Jonathan Turner reports they came to demonstrate against the expiration of certain subsidies for Affordable Care Act insurance plans.
On the 16th anniversary of the ACA, March 23rd, healthcare advocates, patients, and community leaders held six events across Illinois, including Davenport, to celebrate the law's impact, expanding access to healthcare, and to warn about the consequences of recent federal policy decisions that threaten coverage and affordability. Jay Williams of Bettendorf told how he and his wife are taking care of their 12-year-old grandson, Hayden, who was severely burned when he was 6 months old. He's had 15 surgeries, skin grafts, muscle repair, dental reconstruction, ongoing therapy, medication, and more to come, all possible with ACA coverage. Williams said the nation has a moral imperative to help care for people's health.
Every child belongs, every family belongs, every person belongs. And any system that forgets that will be replaced by one that remembers. That's not ideology, that's reality steering itself forward. That's love at the helm.
He noted Republicans can't claim to be pro-family and pro-life while taking away access to health care. For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
The Scott County Sheriff's Office reports a freight train hit a semi-truck on Monday afternoon in Davenport. Around 3 p.m., the truck was crossing the tracks at 245th Avenue and Great River Road when the train struck the rear section of the semi's trailer. The driver and sole occupant, along with railroad personnel, were uninjured. 70-year-old Jonathan Turnage was issued a citation for failure to properly stop at a railroad crossing. This is WVIK News.